Very good afternoon to all my brothers and sisters.
요걸 줄이면
All Point Church.
요건 메인 줄이야.
It's been good and privileged to be here, standing before you for a while, and just to testify, to share what the truth about God is. This afternoon, we are going to talk on six signs of Christ in the Bible. Do you know which book is that?
John.
It's in the book of John. The book of John connects with the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation. So, yeah, there are lots of things to be learned, but for this afternoon, we are going to see six signs of Jesus Christ. And of course, my other brothers, they are going to share the other things, but okay, let me first start, begin with this. We have a six signs of Jesus Christ. The first is the Word.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Word.
Amen.
The second sign is He is the Tabernacle.
Amen.
And the third sign is He is the Lamb of God.
Amen.
The fourth sign is Christ is dove. And the fifth sign is He is stone. And lastly but not the least, He is the house of God. Yeah, and that is going to be our final destination. Anyway, let's begin with the Word. Yeah, here is we can see the Word of God. Let's all read together John chapter 1 verse 1. Shall we all read together? 1, 2, 3.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Amen.
So here we see that the beginning in Genesis chapter 1 starts from the time of creation. Yeah, it talks about the time of creation. But the beginning of John chapter 1 is even before the creation. Yeah. In other words, the beginning in Genesis 1 is the beginning of time. And the beginning in John is the beginning before time exists. Which means it refers to the eternity past without beginning. Yeah. So here the Word refers to our Lord Jesus Christ. John tells us that the Word incarnated as a man. Christ is the very God incarnated as a man.
Amen.
The Word became flesh, which is full of grace and reality.
Amen.
Yeah, we see in John chapter 1 verse 14. And He is the complete God and the perfect man.
Amen.
Which means Christ is God-man.
Amen.
Yeah, you can just, you can respond. When I say Jesus Christ is the Word, you can say Amen. Yeah,
Amen.
Please.
Amen.
Okay. Even in John chapter 1 verse 1 reveals that the Word is eternal.
Amen.
And is the living Word.
Amen.
The Word is living.
Amen.
Yeah. In Revelation chapter 19 verse 13, we see Christ is the Son of living God.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Christ is also the spoken word, which in Greek it means rhema. Yeah. Which means the word is spirit.
Amen.
And life to man.
Amen.
Yeah. The word is a spirit and it gives life to man.
Amen.
Yeah. Christ is eternal word. He is the living word, the written word, and the spoken word. Amen?
Amen.
The word is also defined, explained, and expressed, gives an expression of God. Yeah. In Old Testament, God is invisible. We know that. Yeah. Nobody see God. I have never seen God. But in the New Testament, we see God is being revealed. God is visible. And that is true of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So, therefore, in John chapter 14, verse 9, we see Jesus say, He who has seen me has seen the Father.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. So, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we could see that the visible God.
Amen.
And that is how He is Word to us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see the word tabernacle. The word tabernacle we can see from John chapter 1 verse 14. Yeah. Shall we all read together once again? One, two, three.
The Word became flesh and
tabernacled among us.
Yeah, the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. You know, the word tabernacle means God's dwelling place or abode. There's a concept of tabernacle in the Bible. We can see from the Genesis, from the time of Abraham, that Abraham offered God, and he started kind of like altar. Yeah, he started the altar worshiping God, which is a similarity, which is the concept, the beginning of tabernacle, that God was with Abraham. We know that. So since from the patriarchal time, and yeah, through Moses, we see the tabernacle was built. Yeah, as Israelites at the wilderness, God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle. So the true tabernacle, that God dwells and his people would come and worship, yeah, would offer the offering and worship him in his presence. So we could see that how the tabernacle starts. According to Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, shall we see there? Yeah, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, shall we read together once again?
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen. Yeah, according to Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, Christ is God's embodiment.
Amen.
Not only was the Father embodied in Christ, but the fullness of the Godhead was embodied in him.
Amen.
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 The triune God, that is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, were embodied in the tabernacle.
Amen.
And this embodiment is God's dwelling among men.
Amen.
Yeah, God's presence was with his men. God was mysterious, invisible, and untouchable. But now, God has been embodied in a tabernacle that we can enter. One that we may call an enterable tabernacle. This means that God is enterable. Yeah, we can enter into him and enjoy God.
Amen.
Yeah. Because of our Lord Jesus Christ, at any time, at any moment, since he is in us, yeah, God is in us, we can enjoy him, we can feel him, and that's how we could enjoy his presence. The tabernacle in John 1:14, it is just a beginning. This tabernacle will consummate in the eternal tabernacle, in the new heaven and the new earth, as we see in Revelation 21, verse 2 and 3. The entire Bible consummates in one item, that is the tabernacle. Revelation chapter 21 clearly says that the new Jerusalem is the tabernacle of God.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, if you see the whole chapter of Revelation chapter 21, we see God's dwelling in among his people. And we dwelling with God, and that is how it's talked about the tabernacle of God. The whole idea of tabernacle is God is our dwelling place, our dwelling abode. God wants us to dwell in us. He wants to dwell in us, and he wants us to dwell in him.
Amen.
That's the whole idea of what tabernacle means.
Amen.
I think you got the point, right?
Amen.
The whole meaning of tabernacle, the concept of tabernacle is God himself wants to be with his men, with his people, and he wants his people, us, to be in him.
Amen.
And that's what the word tabernacle means.
Amen.
So that's, as the word is Christ, and as the word is Christ is our tabernacle, let's dwell in Christ.
Amen.
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 Yeah, and after this, now Brother Richard will take the time for. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that the tabernacle of God we can enter and dwell in.
Amen.
Amen. You know, in that tabernacle, the priest will kill the lambs for the sins of people.
Amen.
Today, we're going to read the Word of God from the Gospel of John, John 1, 29. Is it there? All right. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said,
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here we are at Jordan River. John Baptist, the Baptist, sees Jesus coming to him and introduce him to his disciples. He told them, Behold, this is the Lamb. This is the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
You know, this Lamb, he was talking about Jesus. And Jesus came from heaven and made himself man, a God man, for three purposes we're going to see right now. First one is to redeem us.
Amen.
We are redeemed by the Lamb.
Amen.
Redeemed by the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Let's read Hebrews 10, 11 to 12. Let's read.
And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when one has offered all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in the Old Testament, the Israelites, the priest, will go repeatedly many times in the temple and will sacrifice a lamb many times. And sadly, their sins will not be washed away, will go away. They were covered, just covered. But let's read But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sin, when Christ had offered once for all,
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Once for all,
Amen.
It was finished. That's why Jesus, when he was at the cross, he said, it is finished.
Amen.
You know, Jesus is the only and the perfect, the only true and perfect Lamb, the Lamb of God, who was slain for the sin of the world. All right, let me read 1 Peter 1, 18 to 19. Read together.
Knowing that we were not redeemed with perishable things, like silver and gold, from the futile way of life inherited from forefathers, but precious blood,
as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. With the precious blood,
Amen.
As of a lamb, unblemished and spotless,
yes.
The blood of the Lamb, of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. In the Old Testament, all these sacrifices has a kind of spot because they were holy. They were animals. But Jesus, without any spot, had sacrificed himself for our sins.
Amen.
He redeemed us
Amen.
With imperishable blood of him.
Amen.
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 Amen. And that was to redeem us. Was to redeem us. Not really to redeem us, but to also to justify us. We are justified by the
Lamb.
That was the Lamb the John Baptist was referring to. Jesus Christ, the Lamb. Hebrews 10, 19. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3. Amen. We can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of what? The blood of Christ.
Amen.
We can boldly. You know, before, only a priest could enter the most holy place. But now that Jesus has come to sacrifice, the Lamb of God was slain, now we can go boldly in front of God and call, oh Lord Jesus,
yes.
I can call, you can boldly call your Lord Jesus as your Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Boldly.
Amen.
We can boldly come into God knowing that God does not have the right. God does not have the right to reject us.
Amen.
Because what? Because we come through the Lamb.
Amen.
We have a full redemption.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus has redeemed us. He has justified us. Also, He is glorifying us.
Amen.
We have been glorified by the
Lamb.
Revelation 1:21-23.
The city
does not need the sun of the moon to shine on it.
For the glory of God gives it light, and the lamp
is the lamb.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
You know, the work of the lamb was not just finished on the cross, dying, being resurrected. No, even the New Jerusalem.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is still the Lamb.
Yeah.
He is the light.
Yeah.
He is the Lamb which is produce light.
Amen.
When we go there, when we meet again, we will be glorified, we will be transformed.
Amen.
Our body taken away and transformed.
Amen.
Into Jesus' glorious body.
Amen.
You know, the light will be Jesus.
Amen.
There's no need of sun, no moon.
Amen.
No. Nothing else.
No stars.
No stars. Only the Lamb is the light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. I wish you to be in the New Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
And this was the third sign in this Gospel of John. My brother Maurice, we're gonna talk about dove.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Are you happy?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm privileged to talk about the next son. That is the fourth son, which is the dove. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have our key verse there. Can we read John 1:32 together? 1, 2, 3.
Then John gave his testimony, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him.
Can we read 1 Corinthians 15:45? 1, 2, 3.
So it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam
a life-giving spirit.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Not only Jesus of Nazareth is the Word, not only is he the Lamb of God, but he is the dove. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before I go deeper, let me tell you quickly about some historical setting of the dove. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dove is an animal. Stereotypically, or maybe people could say the dove is white. Some would say it is brown, whatever. But critically, the dove is an animal that possibly would say it is white because it is gentle, it is loving, it is sweet, it is peaceful, it is pure, and it is holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dove is one animal that Satan cannot transform itself into. It is so special. It is so precious. Remember in the Bible that Satan transformed himself into a serpent, right, to deceive Eve. But the dove, there is no record in the Bible or anywhere that the dove, that Satan has transformed itself into the dove to carry on any act. The dove depends certain level of courage that no other animal has. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you the first thing in the book of Genesis chapter 8 verse 11 to 12. The dove was first mentioned on two occasions. First is the Noah story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dove was mentioned because Noah, after the flood, Noah sent the dove on three occasions. The first time Noah sent the dove brought, the dove came back, and Noah knew that the water was residing. Amen. Next time Noah sent back the dove came back with all the bread in his mouth, depicting peace. Hallelujah. The other brain in the dove mouth tells the why God is promising peace that never he will destroy the earth with water animal. And then Noah sent back the dove. The dove went back and the dove did not come back. Means that there is life somewhere there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The last of the dove were mentioned, they were mentioned on the occasion when Jesus was baptized. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remained on him. It means that on the day of Jesus' baptism, the Spirit of God could not come visibly. Hallelujah. But it came in the form of an animal called dove and it descended upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, remember, the presence of the dove upon Jesus Christ typifies the presence of the triune God. Every one of them was present at Jesus' baptism. For example, the Father spoke from heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dove there signifies Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is our dove.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dove there represents Jesus because Jesus Christ is our dove. He's the Spirit of God that signifies peace. That's why you often hear, wherever the Spirit of God is, there is what? Peace.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God's Spirit always carry the characteristic of what? Peace. The presence of the Spirit of God gave peace.
Amen.
Anyone who received the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of peace, they don't enter the presence and the presence receive the life-giving Spirit, which is why Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians, it said that we understood that why? The first Adam had a why? He was a living being. Hallelujah. The first Adam was a living being, but the last Adam was the what? The life-giving Spirit. And this dove, Jesus, is our dove lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the entire four gospel of Jesus Christ clarify about the persons of the dove. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in Noah, the dove became a symbol of God's peace following judgment. Hallelujah. In Jesus' baptism, the dove begin the symbol of what? The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It begin the symbol of the what? The Holy Spirit. We signify peace. Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our love. Jesus is our God. We show high level of humility even unto death. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, Jesus said to the disciple, I sent you among what? I sent you as a sheep among what? Wolves. But I urge you that you be smart as seven and harmless as dove. Why do you need to be harmless as a tiger? Why do you need to be harmless as a what? A dog. Because the dog does not have characteristic of being harmless. The dog doesn't possess the character of being peaceful. Only the dog is the only animal that Satan can transform itself into. Does Jesus say, in the midst of all your situation in our life, don't discuss the problem. What do you discuss? Discuss Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is our dove. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we face situation in our life today, someone will call all kinds of names, but you preach Christ. Christ will be preached to the nation, and not to quarrel, not to talk about anything, because Jesus is the center. Jesus is our spirit. Jesus is our dove. We give life and spirit unto us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is not only the word, the tabernacle, but Jesus Christ is the dove, meaning the what? The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If anyone receive this life of Jesus Christ, anyone accept the life, the person shall live. Jesus said, if you eat me, hallelujah, you shall receive my spirit. If you abide in me and I abide in you, we shall become one. It signifies the tabernacle, which my brother just talked about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is our dwelling place.
Amen.
Jesus is our sweet, gentle, pure, and holy dove, which is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This time I want to encourage you, brother, that what happened in Noah's day about the dove, it was a temporary reconciliation, because the lasting and spiritual reconciliation comes only through Jesus Christ. What happened in the past, what Noah did with the dove, it was a New Testament reality of what Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is our dove. Jesus is our strength. Hallelujah. This was the only way that we can come to him. This is significant of the Holy Spirit because it is a picture of Jesus' baptism. Because therefore, again, it symbolizes peace that God has now brought peace to mankind
through his son Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Finally, I want to encourage you folks, as we learn one of the signs of Jesus Christ, which is what? The dove. Indeed, Jesus is our dove lamb.
Amen.
When we come to him, when we put on the characteristic of a dove to Jesus Christ, we will not operate in the flesh, but we'll begin to operate in the spirit.
Amen.
Why is that? Why Satan cannot transform itself in the dove? Because of what? The spirit, the dove is not operating in the flesh. It is operating in the spirit. So any believer who operates in the spirit, it doesn't facilitate to understand you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's difficult because your operation, it is not in the soul, it is not in the flesh, but it is in the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Folks, may we now turn and welcome Brother Paul as he will speak on the fifth and the sixth sign of John. God bless you.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers, for sharing the wonderful word. Okay, there are six signs in the book of John chapter 1. And these six signs carry through the book of John. And not only the book of John, these six signs actually is a sign for who Jesus Christ is, and that goes throughout the Bible. So that's why these six signs is very, very important. And to tell other people to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, who Jesus Christ is, these six signs exactly tells the people who Jesus Christ is. Let's remember ourselves of those six signs. Are you ready? First,
the word.
The word.
Come on, everybody say the first,
the word.
The second,
the tabernacle.
The third,
the lamb of God.
The fourth,
the dove.
The fifth,
the stone.
The sixth,
the house of God.
The house of God. One more time. All right. We're gonna recite those six signs one more time. Ready? The word.
The
tabernacle.
The
lamb of God. The dove. The stone.
The
house of God. Amen. Now, these six signs is in sequence. Pay attention. These six signs is in sequence. Is in order. You cannot change the order. Jesus Christ had to and must go through these six steps. Okay? Now, here's the good news. That Jesus Christ has gone through all those six steps. And guess what? We have gone through those six steps together with Jesus Christ. And this is the good news. This is the power of the gospel. Jesus Christ is the Word. And he became tabernacle, meaning he became man. He came in man. That's a tabernacle. And third, he died on the cross as the Lamb of God and take away all of our sins. Praise God. And not only that, after he died, when he rose again, he became what? He became the dove, a life-giving spirit. Now, with all these great things that Jesus Christ has accomplished, if you believe, you will become the stone. Hallelujah. You become the stone. Now, before, you were not a stone. What were you? Huh? You tell me, what were you? You're dust. You and I, we're dust. We're nothing but a dust. But praise God, we became stone. Because Jesus Christ is the rock. He's a stone. He's a precious stone. He's a cornerstone. And when you have received Jesus Christ into your heart, you yourself become stone like Jesus Christ. Church, you are becoming like Jesus Christ. In fact, you are one with Jesus Christ. And you are becoming more like Jesus Christ every day. Hallelujah. Alright, let's look at some of the scriptures about the stone. 1 Corinthians 3:12. Ready? Begin. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw. Okay, here, we know at the end of our life, or at the end of the earth, when Jesus Christ comes back, when we stand before Him, there will be a time when God will test every one of you with fire. There will be a test. Okay, with the fire.
And if we are one of those gold, silver, or stone, we will endure the test of fire. We will remain. We will not disappear. We will remain. But if you are one of wood or hay or straw, when there's a fire, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It will burn and it will disappear. All of your works, all of your endeavor and your efforts, your service, your worship, listen, your worship, your service, your dedication, your commitment to Jesus Christ, if it is a straw or wood, when test burn with fire, it disappears. And you don't want that to happen to you. There's no one who wants to happen like that, right? You want to be a gold or silver or stone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then Jesus Christ has to become the Word in your life. Do you have the Word in your life? Do you have Word in your spirit? Do you have Word in your heart? Do you have Word on your mouth? Do you leave out the Word of God? Do you just talk about it or leave out the Word of God? Oh, I pray that the Word who is Jesus Christ is in you. I remember the scriptures that says, if you are in me, John 15, if you are in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Amen. But the condition is very clear. Are we in Christ and is the Word of God in me? So I pray that the Word of God is in you, and I pray that the tabernacle who came in man and who died on the cross, he is the center of your life. I pray that the cross is the center of your life. The cross should be the center of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Every day you need a cross. Amen. When you deal with your wife and your husband, you need a cross. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? Huh? Your wife nagging you. Your wife is nagging you. And your wife is complaining you. Or your husband is complaining you and nagging you. What are you going to do? Do you react? No. You enter into the cross. You enter into the cross. As soon as you enter into the cross, enter into death, yourselves disappear. And you can accept any kind of nagging or complainment or any negative things that she talks about. Because you're dead. But we need to move further, right? We need to move further. That Jesus Christ is not the Lamb of God, not only the Lamb of God, but He's the Dove. He's the Spirit. And now He remains in you. He lives in you. He abides in you. You have to believe Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. And Bible says God is Spirit. We must worship in spirit. Hallelujah. Every time you come to church on Sunday, you have to know how to use your spirit. You need to know how to release your spirit. Hallelujah. Because in your spirit, there's a fire. There's a fire, unquenchable fire in your spirit. And we need to prophesy in our spirit. We need to pray in our spirit. We need to worship in our spirit. We need to call on the name of Jesus Christ in our spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And now when you do that, Bible is saying you will become stone. Remember, Peter says, Jesus asked this question to the disciples, right? Jesus said, who do you think I am? And they say, Elijah or Moses or whatever. But Peter comes along and he says the right answer. He says, you are the Christ and the Son of the living God. And then Jesus says, hey, that revelation is not from you. It's from the Father. You see, Jesus Christ always gives glory to His Father.
Amen.
That's the beauty of the gospel, isn't it? We give all the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now here, so you have to understand, right? That upon this Christ, who is the Son of the living God, upon this, we build, Jesus says, I will build my church. Okay, we are stones, right? Now, the purpose of being a stone is to build the body of Christ, build the church. Amen? Let's go to the next verse. Okay, I want you to read this verse now. 1 Peter 2:5. Ready? Begin.
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy living
Okay. You also like living what?
Stones.
Is it singular or plural?
Plural.
Huh? That's plural, right? Look carefully now, church. You also like living stones. That's plural. are being built into a spiritual house. Now remember, as soon as you become a stone, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you accept Jesus Christ as a dove and the Lamb of God and dove, well, this is what happens. You become a stone, and actually, you are being built together as a body of Christ. You are no longer individual. You are in the part of corporate body of Christ. Hallelujah. I pray that God will give you revelation on this part. Because without God's revelation, without God's wisdom, you can never understand the power of the body of Christ. You belong to the body of Christ. There's a beauty when it's built together as a body of Christ. So us, we build the house of God together. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, now you are a stone. We are stones to build God's house together. For what? For what? To become a perfect house of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's the sixth sign. Now with this we're going to close now. But you have to understand this part. Because this is the climax now. You know, when you see a movie, you have to see the climax, right? And you have to understand the climax, right? Because the whole scenery actually is building up to that climax. And here's the climax. Are you ready for the climax?
Amen.
Are you ready for the climax, right?
Amen.
For the sixth signs? Okay, the last sign, the sixth sign of Jesus Christ in the book of John chapter 1 is the house of God. Hallelujah. Now look, there's, now, the reason, I say this again now, the reason Jesus Christ came as a Lamb of God, the reason Jesus Christ died on the cross, the reason Jesus Christ rose again and became a dove, the Spirit, is to make you stone so that we can be built together, joined together, and build the house of God together. Build the house of God together, and actually we become the house of God.
Amen.
Now, we have to understand, Jesus Christ is the house of God already. He's the perfect house of God. And we become the house of God as well. So it's like, God is our abode. Father is our abode. It's a place where we dwell. Father is our abode. But also, we are God's abode. God is looking for a place to dwell. God is looking for a place to dwell. Let your heart be a dwelling place of God today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I pray that you open your heart today and say, God, I'm here as a house of God. We are here as a house of God, and we open ourselves before you. We open our entire self before you, and we ask you to come and fill us, because we open ourselves as a house of God. Hallelujah. And the consummates of this house of God, we know that, is the New Jerusalem. And if you can, New Jerusalem, can we give me Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. Okay, now the consummation of the house of God, all those pictures throughout the Bible, starting with the Old Testament, the tabernacle, the temple, and Jesus Christ coming here as a tabernacle, and now the church is a tabernacle, but the ending, okay, the result of the tabernacle is the New Jerusalem, right? And we have to understand that the idea of New Jerusalem is not physical realm. It's a spiritual realm, actually. Look at this now. Verse 2. Read it together. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down. What? What?
Coming down.
Is it going up?
Coming down.
You see, we have to change our mindset of when I die, I go to heaven. We have to change this mindset. We are so much brainstorm, okay? Brainstorm in our church life, thinking that, hey, you believe in Jesus Christ, you're born again now, and when you die, you go to heaven, paradise. No, we have to break that idea, okay? Although that's true, it's very low. Okay, the real meaning of this New Jerusalem is not going up, it's coming down. It's coming down. New heavens and new earth will come down, hallelujah. We don't have to wait till we die to go to heaven. No, the heaven is already in your spirit.
Amen.
The kingdom of God has already come.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ came, the Word became flesh, which is tabernacle. The kingdom of God has come already. And you have to believe that in your spirit, there's a kingdom of God. In your spirit, there's a New Jerusalem. And everything you need is in New Jerusalem. Do you need a gold? Do you like gold and diamond? I like it. You like it? But the New Jerusalem, New Jerusalem is not about gold and diamond and precious stone. It's not about that. It's about you yourself becoming a precious stone and jewel and golden diamond. You are going to become golden diamond. What is this? What does this mean? This means that your character. This means your inner man. Look, my outer man is going away now. The other day, I called my son a few days ago, my Joshua in the U.S. And then we were talking, and I was laying down, I was coughing. And he says, "What's wrong with you, Daddy? Something's wrong with you." And I said, "I am dying slowly." And that's true. And she was laughing. My wife was laughing. I am dying slowly. I'm 48 years old, and I'm dying slowly. Maybe I will live up to 70 years or 80 years. Maybe God's grace, 90 years. I don't know. But I don't want to live too long. I want to live healthy and well, and then die good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to live like 100 years sick. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want that. I don't want to go to hospital. I don't want to die in hospital. I want to die in my bed.
Amen.
I want to die peacefully in my bed. Huh? I imagine this kind of death. I got old now, maybe 70 years or 80 years, I don't know. And then I'm very old and I'm very peaceful. After eating very nice dinner with Rachel, and I say, "Honey, good night." And then I talk to my boys, "Boys, good night." And I sleep well. And then when I woke up. In the morning, I went to heaven to be with the Lord. I want that kind of death. And then people will say, "He died peacefully."
Amen.
Do you want that kind of death too?
Yeah.
We have to prepare our death. Did you know that?
Yes.
One day we're all going to die. Hello?
Yeah.
You're going to die too. Congratulations, we're going to die. But we will never die because this body is not real you. The outer man gets old and it's a fade away, but the real you is your inner man.
Amen.
Your inner man.
Amen.
Your inner man is called spirit.
Amen.
If you do not know your spirit, you will wander your entire life. Oh Lord Jesus. And it says, coming down out of heaven from God. Look at this now. Prepared as what? As a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
Amen.
The New Jerusalem is you and me.
Amen.
Bride, beautifully adorned, dressed for her husband.
Amen.
Now God is dressing your spirit, dressing your character with Christ-like characters: love, joy, peace, endurance, understanding, forgiveness, and mercy, patience. All these characters, God is adoring you, He's building you, dressing you. And one day you and I, we're going to stand before God as a perfect new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the good news, amen?
Amen.
This is the good news, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we praise God that Jesus Christ is the Word. We praise God Jesus Christ is a tabernacle.
Amen.
We praise God Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
Amen.
We praise God because Jesus Christ is the dove.
Amen.
The Spirit. We praise God because Jesus Christ is the stone.
Amen.
And we have become the stones together with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our big brother, the firstborn son, and we are His brothers.
Amen.
Call me brother.
Amen.
I'm proud to be brothers of all of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is proud of us because we are living stones together, building together with Jesus Christ. He's the cornerstone, we are the living stones, and we build together, construct the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus says, "Oh, there's a boat. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. When I'm done prepare a place for you, I'm going to come and get you." You know what that place is called? It's called Father. We're going back to the Father. We're going back into the Father, His heart. That's where we belong to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I want to meet you in Father.
Amen.
Forget about, erase the paradise. No, no. In the Father is the perfect place to be. It's called God's abode. And Jesus Christ is the way to the Father's heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Are you ready to be the house of God together? What do you think? Do you want to be house of God together?
Amen.
Let's stand together and hold hands. And we're going to say, Lord, we are the house of God here. Oh, come and dwell in your presence. Manifest your presence, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, name of all names.